When a young child loses one or both parents, it's as if the world comes to an end. There's a sudden, crushing loneliness. When the disciples of Jesus sensed he was about to be taken from them, they felt that same sense of abandonment. How gracious Jesus was to promise them a companion who would be closer to them than even he was while on earth. And their companion is also our companion. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, we continue our 10-part series on When the Spirit Has His Way. Dr. Lutzer comes now to conclude the gift of companionship.
There are some things that are spiritually understood, and the enlightening of the mind in relationship to the Scriptures is absolutely essential. And when I preach on that topic in the future, I'll give you some examples of how the gospel has been preached to some people, it has been clarified, and they still don't get it, because only the Spirit can bring the conviction and quicken the mind so that they grasp it. And that's why it's so important that whether we teach in a Sunday school or a TMC community or whatever it may be, we always have to depend on the Holy Spirit. When I'm sitting up here before I stand to this pulpit, what do you think I'm thinking about? I'm not trying to figure out if I remember the sermon, though that hopefully happens before I come here. But what I'm saying is, I depend on the Holy Spirit. I depend on the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, if you don't show up in this message, it is a lost cause, wasted effort, because only the Spirit can open our minds and show us the truth that we need to know. Now, there's something else that the Spirit does, and that is because of his work in us, through us, he is our peace giver. See, that's why Jesus can say in verse 27, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." What a glorious promise that really deserves a message of its own, but I'm going to give you only a very brief exposition of it. Peace I leave with you. Notice, first of all, Jesus said, "I'm giving you my peace." Could you imagine those words on the lips of somebody else? Freud, you know, was the great psychoanalyst trying to help people with all of their guilt and all of their problems. Could you imagine Freud saying to a client, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Don't let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Wow, would that ever be comforting? Freud's peace. Jesus can say that because Jesus Christ is God, and he can speak with authority about the kind of peace that he gives us. So Jesus here says, "Peace I leave with you." What kind of peace? Peace, first of all, with God. Here is a verse of Scripture that I hope will grip the heart of many a person. Romans 5:1, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And we have access to the Father as a result of it." So therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. That takes care of our past. The past is over because our relationship with God has been redeemed and restored, and we can rejoice in that. By the way, can all those of you who are listening to this message say that? That you are at peace with God and you know it because your relationship with God has been restored? It only happens through Jesus. So that takes care of the past. It also takes care of the future, doesn't it? I mean, now, let's clarify. This peace doesn't mean that you won't have sorrow. You won't have sorrow. Of course you're going to have sorrow when somebody dies, sorrow because of a wayward child. But the Bible says that we do sorrow as those who have no hope. We do not sorrow as those who have no hope. It's a different kind of sorrow. There is a peace that is connected with the sorrow, and that can happen. I failed to mention earlier that this past week, Danita Travis, who is the executive director of By the Hand Club for Kids, her dear mother, with whom she had a very close relationship, went home to heaven this past week. So it's hard, but it's not overwhelmingly hard because there is a peace. They shall see each other again. We can say that with confidence. And it's not a kind of peace that means that you will not ever be harassed, treated unjustly, or even put to death. After all, this is Christ's peace, and look at what they did to him. Think of what he went through with all the mockery and the hatred and the betrayal and the pain. But here's the point. Whether your fear today is an economic fear, a health fear, relational fear because of the future, terrorist fear because of what is happening in the world, whatever that fear is, the fact is that if your past has been taken care of and you have a relationship with God that's been restored through Jesus, and your future is absolutely secure, that you know that when you die, you'll go to be with Christ, what then actually is it that you and I fear? Anything in between those two things can't be that great. That's why Jesus said, do not fear those who kill the body, and after that they run out of ideas. There's nothing more they can do. But rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. How is that communicated? Through the Holy Spirit of God. I hope that you understand that my burden today in speaking about this is, as we give you some bottom lines here, is first of all that I want all of us to develop what we can call a Christ consciousness, or we could say spirit consciousness in our life, so that we always are aware of the fact that the Spirit is with us, in us, behind us, as we sang about Christ, because he does communicate Christ to us in Christ's absence. So that when you walk down the street, when you are harassed at work, when things don't go their way and the world is difficult and people betray you, that you always know that it is happening in the presence of the Spirit, who knows all about it, by the way. Have you ever realized we don't really have to explain anything to Jesus? We spend a lot of time praying, explaining it to him and say, Jesus, did you get that? Or do I have to go over this again? He knows, and he is beside you and in you. I want you to develop that Christ consciousness. This past weekend, I was also on a retreat. Don't ask me about my schedule this past week. And the question was asked, why is it that if we have the Holy Spirit of God, why is it that we have so few evidences of his fruit? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. The answer is this. It's not automatic. It's not that the Holy Spirit comes and says, okay, I'm here to take over and I just want you to get in line. It's not that. That Spirit is sensitive. That's why he's likened onto a dove. And unless there is a time in our life when we die to ourselves, the Spirit is grieved and he really can't exercise everything within us that he would desire to do. And I pointed out that during the days when archaeologists were excavating the pyramids, they discovered that there was grain buried with the mummies, with the pharaohs. 4,000 years old, right? 2,000 years before the coming of Christ, 2,000 years since that time. Seems to me that that is about 4,000 years old, or is it 6,000? I guess math isn't my strength. As I always say, as long as I'm right 90% of the time. Who cares about the other 5%? I think 4,000 years before Christ, the pyramids were. Not sure now whether it's 2 or 4. Take your pick. Could I simply say this? The grain was very old. Can we agree on that? The grain was very old, a couple of thousand years at least. Taken out of the darkness, planted in soil with water and sunlight, and it grew. For a few thousand years, however many you think, that life bound up in the grain, but no expression of it. Jesus said, except a corn of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone. You see, as long as it's about our agenda, what we want to do, the bitterness that we want to hang on to, the lifestyle that we want to live, no matter what God says, as long as it's all about that, the Spirit says, I'm with you and in you if you're a believer, but I'm not manifesting Christ to you because you have to deal with those issues. Are you willing today to die to self and say, Lord, live in me no matter what? May we pray together. And so what do you have to say to God today? You talk to him right where you are now, in this moment of silence. You talk to God. And you ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you the issues that you need to deal with so that the Spirit might have his way. Hear the prayer of your children, Lord, and also hear the prayer of those who aren't your children, who are crying up to you for help and for forgiveness. Let the Spirit have his way among us. And answer all the prayers of your people offered in this moment. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, my friend, this is Pastor Lutzer, and I can't help but think of the fact that oftentimes we have stifled the work of the Holy Spirit of God in our hearts because we refuse to die to our own ambitions, our own self-motivated dreams. Let's give them to God. Let's let the Spirit have his way, which, of course, is the title of this series of messages. Have we been a blessing to you? If the answer to that question is yes, or if you've received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, connect with us. Let me give you our email address. It's media@moodychurch.org. I'll give it to you again in a moment, but thanks in advance for your prayers, for your support, because together we are making a difference. Email address, media@moodychurch.org.
Dr. Erwin Lutzer, wrapping up The Gift of Companionship, the second of 10 messages on When the Spirit Has His Way. Tomorrow, the dramatic story of Jesus proclaiming himself as the source of living water. This 10-part series will be sent on CD as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about When the Spirit Has His Way. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win comes to you as a ministry of the Moody Church.